doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
So very much a complete ripoff of Dear Abby, if I'm being perfectly honest. But you go ahead and submit these online at 194.com. If you go to 194.com, there's like scrolly things, and it's like, pick your purse, and this, that, and the other. And oh my God, look, Amy got engaged. And then in one of those scrolly things, it says, be on the Playhouse. You would click on that. There's a form, a little menu. You just type your story or question, whatever, and you end up here on the show. Love Doctors, Love Doctors, you're on the Love Gurus. Here's my problem. I thought I would be in love with my guy forever, at least a very long time. But then, out of a blue, he dumped me and it broke my heart. He said he needed to find himself. But I always knew that if I bumped into him, as sad as I was, I wanted to seem like I was doing very, very well. Well, I saw him out at the store the other day, and he asked how I was doing. And even though I miss him so much, I said, I'm great. I'm so well. Things have never been better. Work is great. I've met a lot of great new friends. It's just been amazing. Lost some weight. I've been doing really, really well. She just bragged up a storm.
Yeah, good, though.
I thought I nailed it, but then I saw on social media he posted a message like, I ran into an old friend today. She's doing great. I miss her desperately, and it made me realize that I made a mistake, and now I guess I'm just going to have to move on because she doesn't need me anymore. I'm pretty sure it's about me, and now I don't know because I would like him back. Am I supposed to reach out to him?
I would say, so you do want him back.
Yeah.
Then yes, reach out to him, but I always think that if you're the if someone breaks up with you, you see them out in public, obviously you want to act like you're doing amazing. So I do think, yes, good job on doing that, but also, like, shame on him. If he missed you that much, he should have reached out to you, not gone to Facebook and then the little weird, vague, sad. Yeah. But if that's who you want to be with, reach out to him and say, hey, I saw that Facebook message. Is it about me? If so, and don't even wait for him to respond. Just say it. Say, I do miss you. I loved having you in my life. Let's get together. And I guarantee he'll say, okay, let's get together.
He's Facebook fishing.
Yes.
That out there is the minnow on a hook. And he put it out there. You read the message that is the hook. And he's just seeing if he can reel you in. It's out there, so you see it. And if he figures if you're interested, you'll reach out to him. So if you are, by all means, reach out to him. That's what it's there for.
That's 100%. True.
Next up, Love Doctors. Love Doctors, you are the Love Gurus. My neighbor, I really enjoy them. They're both very nice. I've noticed that the guy, the husband, travels an awful lot for work. And every time he's out of town, something happens. There's a mysterious car and a guy I've never seen before that shows up every time he's out of town. Every time. Additionally, they always close the shades. And right before he seems to come back, you know what happens? Then suddenly that car leaves and I never see it whenever he's at home. Do I tell him that I think his wife is cheating on him?
Okay, this can be tricky.
Extremely.
Because what if it is just like, what if that guy is her dad or a brother or a friend?
But never there otherwise.
Okay, come on though, for real, is he really never there otherwise?
I don't know. It has a strong sense of not my circus, not my monkeys, unless you're like friends with the guy, but I...
What if you bring it up like... You know, who is this that keeps coming over every time you're gone? Maybe you kind of say it like that.
It's not this weird green Nissan. And I guess I was just wondering, like, do you know them? It showed up at your house and I couldn't tell if you were home. I just want to make sure you know who that is.
Yeah, say something like that if you really want to. I kind of agree with the don't bring it up. It's none of your business. But if you feel that bad and you want to say something, I'd say it like that. I wouldn't just say, hey, I think your wife's cheating on you.
Just thought I'd let you know. And finally, Love Doctors, you know the Love Gurus. I was going to not message this because I realize it sounds ridiculous, but I'm going to send it anyway. I've accepted that it sounds kind of nuts. So listen, I was cheated on. My husband had an affair and he admitted it. It's okay. We're working on it. We're moving on. Here's the part that actually bothers me, and I'm wondering if you see where I'm coming from. I looked her up. I wanted to see her. So I went through her Facebook, her Instagram, and I'm angry because she's really not all that attractive. Somehow it would have made more sense to me if she was some sort of bombshell, a smoke show, absolutely beautiful. But she's kind of, I don't know, she's just not cute. Does it make sense that I'm super mad that she wasn't even hot and he still cheated?
I'm a crazy person too. So if someone cheated on me, I would do the exact same thing. And then,
Let me see her.
You judge, and then you judge, well, why would he go to that when he has me or something like that? So I do get where you're coming from. But the fact that you say, I think you did it, also, you're curious, but you still are hung up on the fact that he cheated on you. You say, yeah, you're working on it. You're trying to get past it. But having things like that in your mind, that's not going to help you work past it and get past it. So I do think this is something you need to bring up to him and say, well, why did you choose this woman? Why did you cheat? And get all these questions answered for yourself so it can kind of bring you peace.
Why her? Why did this happen? That's probably all pretty typical questions that come up if you're deciding you're going to like try to move on from something like that. I don't think that's completely out of the line. I don't think you say like, I don't get it because she's so ugly. I don't think you say that.
I would.
You would?
Yeah. Let him know you've seen her and say, I've seen her and this is who you chose.
I guess everybody's got a different way of handling it. I do think he asked, though, like, what made you choose this person? I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think it's a valid question.
No, it for sure is. And then hopefully that can give you some peace. And if it can't, then maybe that him cheating, just that's the end of the relationship. I could never get past that.
I actually don't think you're as crazy as you think you are, because you said, well, I don't want to message this because I think it sounds ridiculous. I think whether people are willing to admit it or not, something like that would be easier for them to swallow and understand if they looked at the person and objectively they were able to go like, well, they're really good looking.
I could see why you would choose this person. But at the same time, then that would make me so sorry. There's no good sign.
No.
Whether they go for like a person that's a little lower from you.
Let's go with a gremlin. If they go for a gremlin, a little uggo. A hobbit.
That would kind of make you feel better about yourself, but then it would be like, ugh, well, why did you choose this person? And then it kind of disgusts you as well. But then if they pick this gorgeous supermodel, then you're like, ugh.
He can get that.
That's, yeah, and now you want to stay with me. It would kind of make you feel down on yourself. There's no winning in that situation.
You almost need him to cheat with somebody that looks identical to you, but now you got a whole new
problem.
And
then now you'd be like, why have me right here. Yeah.
They look just like me. There's no winning here. You really didn't do yourself any favors even looking them up, honestly.
You didn't do yourself favors, but everybody's curious like that. I think anyone in that situation would do the same thing.
So you're not crazy, but you don't have a fun road ahead of you.
Yeah, that's true.
Good luck with that whole thing.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.